Hey, it's Skippy with The Morning After, Monday through Friday on New Rock 104.1 from 6 to 10. Right now, you're about to embark on a journey back in time to some of the moments this week we feel like sharing with you one more time. Be sure to follow us online, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, too. You can look for Shut Up Skippy. Here's hoping this stuff is good for a second go-round. Enjoy. This is The Morning After on New Rock 104.1. It is time for...
Nerd News! Way to be in unison, everybody!
It's been a while, so I wanted to hear just your beautiful voice.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
I never know if we do it as a team or if it's like a Drew thing.
We could do it. Well, that's a team thing. Okay. We would just all do it together.
We'll do it at the end. Okay. Yeah. All right. Glad we got that figured out. All right. Go team!
Go team. All right. Cool. So Paul Rudd is joining the next Ghostbusters. He's in final negotiations right now, which is rather cool. But they are speculating what his role is going to be, whether or not he's going to be a Ghostbuster or just like one of the side characters. It is described that his character in the movie is supposed to be a teacher.
Okay.
But like the Ghostbusters were all scientists. And like, you know. Mm-hmm.
It's like a cool science teacher.
Yeah, so...
Can I give you a quick side note on thank you, Paul Rudd, for teaching my kids about the criminal system? We're driving home yesterday. Yeah, this is interesting. We're driving home yesterday, and out of nowhere, Tripp asks what house arrest is, and then his friend Rhett, who equally sucks at dodgeball, gave him a very detailed description of how you can leave and what you can't leave, and there's monitoring and all this stuff. And I was like, and I know his parents not a criminal.
Right.
So how do you know all this? He goes, I watched Ant-Man.
Yeah, Ant-Man 2.
There you go.
He knew all about the criminal justice system.
The more you know with Paul Rudd.
Myst, the click adventure computer game Myst, which is kind of like a puzzle exploration game, is being developed for film and TV .. again. So they've tried to do this a few times. Atmospherically, that would be cool, but I don't know really how they're going to develop a story around it. There are Myst books that expand the lore of Myst.
Okay, I know nothing about this.
Did he get lost in the Myst?
No, but yeah, right. But we'll see how that pans out. Final Fantasy XIV, which is an online MMORPG, is heading to television. There's going to be a television series around the characters or the... area or whatever the Final Fantasy is. So that's, but the CG and stuff that they have in that, like the cutscenes, are really, really cool. So I'm interested to see what they would do with that. The Mouse Guard movie is officially dead, but I showed you a little snippet of that demo reel yesterday. It is sick. Like what they were doing with it looked so dope.
Was that an original piece of material?
It's based off a series of novels.
Okay.
Right, a series of books. So, but the visuals that they had, they kind of leaked it out because I think they're going to try to go the Deadpool route.
Okay, where someone else picks it up or pushes for it.
Footage leaks.
Oh, no.
Which, by the way, in that case, that's good when the fandom geek online community takes off.
Well, what happened with Deadpool? Deadpool finally got made. They did it right, and it made a ton of money. A ton of money. Lock and Key writer Joe Hill, who is Stephen King's son, he wrote Lock and Key, which is one of my favorite series of comic books ever. He's helming a new line of DC horror comics.
Okay.
Kind of pseudo replacing the first like little run that's replacing Vertigo Comics, which I talked about a couple weeks ago that they ended. They're doing DC Black Label now. The first series or the first story that he's doing is called Head in a Basket. Which is about a little girl who finds an enchanted Viking sword that can swipe off anyone's head in one hit, no matter what, but the head stays alive afterwards. So I'm like, wow,
that actually sounds pretty cool.
That sounds pretty dope. That's pretty metal. And I'm like, that may, just may, get me to read a DC comic book. So we will see. Some official details have been revealed on the Avengers re-release that's coming out.
Oh yeah, there's like
they're adding a new foreword, a little snippet of like a preview to Far From Home, and then they are doing a deleted scene that it's being put back into the movie, but the deleted scene itself is very minor. And
so it's like just, 6 or 7 extra minutes. It's not even a lot.
All they're trying to do is pass. Avatar. That's what this final run did.
Because someone asked me if I wanted to go, and I don't know that I want to go sit through it. I've watched it so many times.
I've watched it twice.
Yeah.
Two times already.
I've only seen it the once.
I've watched it probably 4.
Yeah. I've seen it twice already. Like, I'm good. I can win. Yeah. You know what I mean? Marvel reveals Sam Wilson's Captain America, which on the comics in the comics, he was Captain America for a while. Like, he picked up the mantle.
Is this Falcon? Okay.
Yeah. So he picked up the mantle of Captain America, which my immediate response was always like, well, I mean, Cap has the super soldier serum, and that was like one of the things that like made him able to.
Right. What is Falcon yeah. just has technology.
Yeah. Falcon has the wings. Okay. And I'm like, is that enough? I don't know.
We'll have to see.
But the concept art does look rather cool. It looks like straight pulled from the comics.
Okay.
So that excites me as like a nerd like that. And last but not least, first details, leaked details on the the Black Widow prequel movie.
Uh-huh.
Taskmaster, who is supposed to be the villain. There's some leaked photos of it. And he like he's one of the...
He sounds like he makes lists, and I like him.
Yeah, I know. You're into that. He's kind of like one of the cheesier villains.
Okay.
And I'm wondering but this is going to be on the streaming service, I believe. Or is this the movie? This might be the movie. I don't know. I have to
Taskmaster.
Look into it. Taskmaster.
That's going to be my alias for being a bad guy. I am the Taskmaster.
I will make a list. I will check it twice. I will find out if you're naughty or nice.
Santa just got dork.
Taskmaster just became Santa Claus.
Yeah. Well,
same thing.
Okay. Yes. And that has been
Nerd News. New Rock 104.1. This is the morning after on New Rock 104.1. Good morning, Skip here. Drew over there. Hello, Phalia too.
What up?
We'll talk a little bit in the 9 o'clock hour about Phalia and being back.
I know my time.
So, yeah. So, anyway.
Sit there, boy.
We gave you all those really good nerd news stories, but now it's time.
Talk about people that are so great. This is Waste of Space today. Let's go. Talking about all the people that are just a little bit too hard to chew on. You can't.
And it's not a good kind of chewy. It's not like saltwater taffy.
So ex Love and Hip Hop star Benzino, who I don't even know who this guy is.
Nope, no idea.
No, no.
Oh my God, that's the worst name ever.
Yeah, what's your name? Benzino.
Make some noise.
Make some noise for Benzino.
Benzino.
So he is on tape being arrested by a female cop, and he's like screaming obscenities and stuff at her, but I really like the video because she just smacks him down and like arrests him. He was on an outstanding warrant or something like that, and you know he's just appalled that his outstanding warrant is getting him arrested. So that's how warrants work, but
yeah, you gotta, who knew?
You got to kind of take care of those things. Guns N' Roses drummer Steven Adler hospitalized after stabbing himself intentionally. Yeah, there was a call that was made by someone at his house. This is being updated as it goes, but I think that the injuries are not life-threatening.
So either mental health issues, drugs, alcohol, or combination of all of the above.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pulp Fiction star Peter Green. Now, he played Zed, and he was like that creepy Zed character in Pulp Fiction. Do you remember that guy?
Zed is dead.
Vaguely. Yeah, okay. Bring out the Gamp. You don't remember that?
Oh, scene? Yeah. Okay. But yeah, of course, that's what jogs my memory.
All right, so, yeah. So, that's Zed, all right?
Uh-huh.
And apparently in real life, he plays, like, slimy characters. But in real life, he's, like, really sweet and nice.
Oh, okay.
And he broke up a chick fight in New York City. These two girls were fighting each other, and he, like, intervened in his bike. And he's like, ladies. Ladies, let's calm down here, ladies.
I like his conflict resolution style.
Yeah, I just want to give him a little shout out there.
Drew's voice for him.
Ladies. getaway driver in the Nipsey Hussle shooting says that the murder was triggered by a conversation that involved snitching. So apparently what happened, this is according to her, all right, that the guy who shot Nipsey Hussle and Nipsey himself were at the same place. They were getting food. They talked to one another, but in a roundabout way, it was brought up about the allegations of the shooter snitching, quote, end quote, that Nipsey brought it up. And he was like, man, you're going to have to handle that kind of a thing, quote, end quote. But no really conflict happened between him. Like, when he left, they shook hands and everything was fine, and they took off. Like, there was no animosity, which the guy in the car immediately ordered the driver to turn around, and then he pulled out his gun and ran out and shot him. So apparently that was the whole – because no one really knew why. Like, the motive was really – because connection-wise, there wasn't many connections there. So they were trying to figure it out, and apparently this was the motive. That conversation inspired him to just –
snap.
Kevin Spacey accuser sues for sexual assault. Kevin Spacey's accuser in the actor's criminal case has just filed a civil lawsuit claiming that the alleged incident left him with severe and permanent mental distress and emotional injuries. He was 18 at the time, where he claims that Spacey reportedly groped him in 2016 at a Nantucket bar. So,
dude, I had a weird dream the other day I woke up from and felt really weird and like gross. Right. I don't know if it was because I saw a news story or read something, but I had a dream that had a sexual overtone and Kevin Spacey was in it. And it was not, it was just like, it was one of those dreams that was way too vivid and way too like, and I just woke up like, that's it. No, what did I watch?
Right. Well, and he was 18 years old at the time, but he was in a bar. So I'm not saying that. I'm saying, but why was
anyway,
he even there?
That was just a random side note. And thank you for reminding me, Drew.
Right. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey.
The cops nail even more people in the Colorado youth baseball brawl. So you see, you saw that viral video.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about parents being just douchebags.
Like, douchebag parents like fighting each other. Well, they originally cited five people with disorderly conduct in public
for starting a fight at a because a 13-year-old umpire.
Yeah,
right.
And it's like it's a serious fight. Like it's
a brawl.
It's a brawl.
They had a 13-year-old umpire.
Yeah, I don't know why.
What?
Yeah, it's stupid. Anyways, they found now 12 total people, and you know what? You should make all of them do community service at least like 20 hours, and they have to do it together, working with one another.
Yeah.
Like, because someone needs to parent them, like, hey, look, D-bags, guess what?
It's like at school now, instead of kicking kids out of school, they do something called restorative justice. Yeah. And that is incredibly more effective.
Right. They need to do something like that.
Don't let
that
these parents pay a fine and get off on it.
No, that is the dumbest thing ever. No. Be examples to your children, please, for love of God. It's not worth fighting over. And last but not least, and this is more not a waste of space thing, it's just a really sad thing. Dog the Bounty Hunter's wife, Beth, she passed away. And I remember watching Dog the Bounty Hunter back in the day, and I love Dog. I love that his bail bonds was called Dakine Bail Bonds because it was so like, yeah, I smoke weed, but I'm a bail bondsman, you know, kind of anything. But he was just, he's so over the top, but he was so positive in his life, and his wife was always there, and she did pass away.
They clearly loved each other.
Yeah. They did. And you know what the good thing about him was? Like, a lot of people after these things, they'll angle for, like, money or something like that. He told everyone yesterday when he was talking about her death, don't send us money. He's like, don't send us money. Like we're fine. He's like, I just want to remember my wife, and everyone should do the same. And he did make a joke that she would be very happy due to the fact that she was number one trending on Twitter after her death. That would make her really happy.
He did a really sweet post to, I think it was to announce it, that he said around this time she would be hiking a particular trail, but instead she took like her hike to heaven or something to announce that she had died. So, right in the feels, Drew.
I know.
Can we hug?
Yes, we can.
That's been Waste of Space.
Yes. That's been Waste of Space today.
But Dog the Bounty Hunter and his wife aren't.
But Dog the Bounty Hunter and his wife are not Waste of Space. I just wanted to weed that in so everyone knew.
So we can make you cry.
To make you cry.
It's New Rock 104.1. Hey, Drew, Philly must have gone back out of town.
Yeah, I know. I
can't find him. So it's time.
Here's some people you should get to know. This is Best of Show with Drew, not Philly.
Look at him running
in. You knock it off over here.
I asked Hammer because Hammer came in. He had to take a picture with Spider-Man. I was like, have you seen Failing? Because we have to get on the air and take a break.
Spider-Man's webs weren't working, so they were taking a little longer.
Oh, anyway. Okay.
No, he ruined it. I don't know. I'm just going to go right into it. So I have cooking edition, actually.
Okay.
This one. So I've got a couple of stories here, and the first one starts sad, but it gets better. So last year, the culinary world lost head chef Anthony Bourdain. He's a very well-known and well-respected chef. He committed suicide, fortunately. And although it was a tragedy, it has sparked a new movement for mental health in restaurants. I knew Skippy would like that.
I do like that.
I just saw
that.
Ears
There's
just
a lot
perk
of,
up.
Well, and he in particular, Dr. Drew came out later and said that he had met Anthony Bourdain like 10 years ago and was like, the guy was on a fast track to things not being good.
Right.
And so what would have been his 63rd birthday on June 25th, restaurants all across Sacramento launched a program, I Got Your Back, over the next couple of months. And what they do is they bring staffers in that diagnose if they see like anybody with behavior issues.
Okay, so they're on the lookout.
So so restaurants are now hiring these people to like look after their line chefs, their busboys, their dishwashers, their waiter, everything.
Because that's awesome.
A lot of restaurants actually have a ton of like abuse problems.
Oh,
and
yeah,
so
substance
and so.
Substance use, and then think about like the schedule, the high pressure. The people you have to deal with, a lot of people that work in the restaurant industry are away from home on evenings or, you know, for like long periods of time.
Specifically, head chefs and sous chefs, like the back end of a restaurant, it's not like, oh, you pull like a 3-4 hour shift like a waiter. And that's not to diminish their role.
No.
But their schedule is insanity.
Right.
Like they'll work to 2-3 in the morning.
And then a lot of times they're not hearing the good stuff. It's just all the complaints. So, yeah, I have to be honest, since knowing Brett, I have a whole new respect for people working in the restaurant industry. Okay, so that's cool.
Yeah, and then so my next one is on the sweeter side. You'll get that in a second. So Michael Platt has always loved to bake.
Okay.
And so he opened up his own bakery called Michael's Desserts. Now you think, all right, that's pretty whatever. He was 11 when he started this business. He's 13 now, and what he does...
Making you look real bad, feel it?
Yeah,
what else
you?
Is new? And so the one thing he loves more than baking is helping the misfortunate. So with Michael's Dessert, he does a one-in-one policy where for every pastry you buy, one goes towards a person in need. And so twice a month, he goes from his hometown in Maryland to D.C., and he stops at homeless shelters. He goes to families that have domestic abuse issues. He goes to kids, adults, and he offers them dozens and dozens of pastries each month.
I love it.
See, I had a similar idea with like coffee shops that coffee, the markup on coffee is so extensive that if you sell enough coffee, you can make really big dollars
right.
on just like a small shop, a lot of money. And that if you ran like a non-profit coffee pop-up to where you can pay people fairly to where they're comfortable and take all other profits on top of that and donate it to like children's hospitals. And I always thought that was a great idea. I kind of wanted to do that if I ever got like startup money to do something along those lines. So he's on it.
Yeah, there's a few places I'm thinking of. There's a place next, just down the street from Just the Tip, that does something kind of similar with some nonprofit stuff. And then also there's a place called Homeboy Industries that helps rehabilitate gang members down south, and they have a homegirl bakery place, same kind of restaurant thing. So anyway, provides job opportunities,
there
training, all that kind of stuff.
There needs to be more of that.
Yeah.
Like, that's a really good concept.
Good stories there.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. So. And you got them to us when?
Wednesday.
I know. I mean, it's been like 3 weeks.
I know, yeah. You have 3 weeks.
Hey, you know what? I just got a message, though, that realized that he didn't do?
What?
He didn't let Jordan and Spidey out of the locked-in gate. So I just got a message saying, hey, can you buzz us out?
I was pressing like 20 times. Freaking Spider-Man.
So.
We need pictures of Spider-Man.
That has been
Best of Show with Failure.
Z-Rock 104.1.